me jefo ya repomia oh to me would you chat me denina my crampo na aji me what to say oh 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 na me se wonto ko na wonda when you da me so yeah yeah samisha aga wa ya mamia wa mama makuma tomi makuma tomi samisha aga wa ya mamia na kutu Samisha, Samisha, Adia waya, Adia waya, Maminua, Makuma, Makuma, Tommy, Samisha, Adia waya, Mamia, Makutu, Namasari, Kutu, Jay, Bekutu. Na tetrama bepe makase buyora Jesus wodome Jesus mese wodome ti wujinemu mame ankama yera ankama say wodi watabain Katsa me so wa mama tamfo Ejina tuo nina raye kwa Odumfue Samisha Adia wa ya mamia Adia wa ya mamia wa mama Makuma Makuma tomi Eje Samisha Wonko na makutu na masoriwo wonkwara wonko na makutu na masoriwo wonkwara eje na makutu Sorry, yeah, yeah, Samisha, Adia wa ya, Adia wa ya, Maminua, Makuma, Makuma, Tommy, Eje, Samisha, Eje, Adia wa ya, Adia wa ya, Maminua, Makutuo, Nama, Sorry, Samisha, Samisha, Eje. Samisha, Samisha, Adia wa ya mamia, wa mama, makuma tomie. Samisha, Adia wa ya mamia, makutu wo, namasari wo. Wonko wara, wonko wara, wonko, namakutu wo.
Hallelujah! Are you excited to be here? Clap your hands together for the Lord. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah! Tonight, American House people, we are so blessed to be here. The evangelist himself is here in the house. Clap your hands together. I believe that everyone over here is expecting a blessing. and God has sent his prophets, his evangelists, Dougie Ward Mills, to bring his word to us. Turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, neighbor, are you expecting a blessing tonight? Wow, people of God, if you're excited as I am, why don't we stand together and clap our hands and invite evangelist Doug Heward Mills. Clap your hands together for the Lord.
Jesus!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let us pray. Father, thank you for today and for the great blessing of your word tonight. Thank you that we will never be the same again. Your power is in this place to save us and to heal us and to deliver us. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to share with you the word of God from John chapter 9. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
And
Jesus answered and said, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Tonight, Jesus will anoint you.
Amen.
And he said to him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went his way, therefore, and washed and came back seeing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the neighbors and the people in the area, they which had seen him before that he was blind, said, is it not this man who sat and used to beg? This is a great testimony of the power of Jesus to heal. This is a great testimony of the power of Jesus to heal. Jesus can heal you.
Yes, amen.
Whatever problem you have, Jesus can heal you.
Oh, how be I will be a yes, bet me a saw yare.
One day, a blind man from America came to my office. And the man was a very famous blind man. And he has a lot of money. So when he came, I asked him that, how long has he been blind? He said, since he was born, he was blind. So I was thinking to myself, all the doctors in America, and all the medicine in America, and all the money that he has not been able to open his eyes.
And
but I want you to know that what a human being cannot do, what America cannot do, what money cannot do, Jesus Christ can do in your life.
Person me ma who said the nipa ntimi anye the sika ntimi anye the america ntimi anye yesu betimi anye. Amen.
That is why we sing a song, Jesus is the answer for the world today.
And ntini atunyum say yesu ani muaye emewiase ene.
And I want us to welcome Ida to sing that song right now.
And to some frere onyo to for Ida to sanyum ne mai.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Jesus is the answer.
Above him there's no other.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer
for the world,
for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. For the world today, above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement, peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past, they seem to face you every day. But this one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way.
Everybody.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Above him there's no other.
Above him there's no other.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the way.
Again, Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer
for the world today.
For the world today. Above him,
above
there's
him.
No other.
There's no other person.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him. You feel you cannot climb. I know that your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, see, the word of God is true. Yes, and everything he's promised,
he will do it for you.
He will do it for you.
Jesus.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Above him.
Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer
for the world,
for the world today. Above him there's no other. For Jesus is the way.
Wave your hand and sing it again.
For Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Above him there's nobody.
Above him. Is the way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today.
And see, Jesus Christ, onene ewiase imuaye.
Whatever sickness you have,
Yarebia Abobia,
Jesus is the answer.
Yesu ne imwayeno. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is a healer.
Yesu ya oyaresafo.
He came to die to save us from our sins and our sicknesses.
Obai so be wui eji ya boni ni ya yariye.
And tonight,
Nana Tree,
Jesus is here to heal you.
Yes, you amen.
From every problem in your life.
How be our
you know? Do you know that there are some doctors, if there is an accident or something, when they see the way the case is, they will turn their car and go away.
Unim said doctor Fobi wa ha question.
Or even when they see certain cases, they say, oh, go this way. Because many of us who are doctors, we don't know everything. Some of us, we just know small, small, small parts. But Jesus knows everything. So when he met the blind man, he was not afraid at all. He opened the blind man's eyes. Another time he met a woman who was bleeding for about 12 years. Many doctors, if they are not gynecologists and you tell them you are bleeding for even 3 months, they will say, oh, the way this case is, go to Kolebu gynecological ward.
A doctor for bebre so mon kwadare wo embe omo a be hwe ema no so a odi nyoma bi brene sa obeka se we die mintimi fa kokolebu.
But when Jesus saw the woman who was bleeding,
mra Yesu hu ma me na moje free no,
he healed her and he said, daughter, your faith has made you whole.
Osanere ya no ka chese oba ujidie jonkwa. Amen.
Another time he met a madman.
And maybe Oshia Bodam Nibi.
A lot of doctors don't even know the medicine to give to a madman.
A doctor for baby nima drew at the mouth be out sabi wabodam.
If you come with your madness, they'll say mental hospital pantang. Straight.
Ode obadam ne ba obeka say we dey meet me for cop pantang hospital.
But when Jesus saw the madman,
the mra Yesu hu
bodam ne no. Naked.
On
shopping in town.
Onam ikrum.
The madman himself came and knelt down before Jesus.
But damini na kasabe kotuo Yesu anim
and said, have mercy on me.
No see whom mobo.
Tonight every devil in your life will bow in the name of Jesus.
Enana jibo sebi awo babo mu bia be brasi o Yesu dimo.
And Jesus healed the man who was mad and naked.
Na Yesu sa badamni na on Saturday no o sane yare.
And the man put on his clothes and was normal for the first time in his life.
Na papa ni se na tade na na dwen eye pepepe ti se na na tie no.
Another time Jesus met a man who was paralyzed.
That could be Yesu su shea obi a se bi bubu ani.
4 people carried him.
Nipa nine no mo so asa papa yi.
I'm sure the man was very heavy.
I mean, send him to power in the pakasia, the more do.
But when Jesus saw him,
he
said, rise, take up thy bed, walk.
Okay, and he said, sorry, nante, faumpa, nanante.
Wow.
Wow.
You see, all these are specialist cases.
When you
go to Kolebu OPD, they will say, go to what cannot walk, orthopedic department.
Sir, uko ayarisa biya kolebuwa. Uwe ya umbeka se kwa omu asabi omu prano omu che na emu ni omano.
Another time, Jesus met a woman who had fever. Fever.
Me eka se ayemribi yusu Yesu shia ubiya nwenya etidi.
Hey!
Hey!
If it was Ghana, they would have sent her to fever's department.
Sir, ke Ghana, kwa omu nilibeko bebi ya shia etidi omu menya etidi ya reho.
But Jesus touched her.
Now, yes,
and the fever left her.
Now,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight is your night for your miracle.
Now,
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yes, you are a suffer.
But apart from healing your sickness, Jesus came to save you from your sins. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Jesus was told about the blind man, his disciples asked him that, Lord, whose fault was it that the man was blind? Whose fault is it? Is it his mother's fault or his father's fault or the uncle? Whose fault is it?
Emra, Yesu shi ani friend no. Na chi di phone busa ani sana eja. Sa papa ikura ni ye friend. Why na ye boni? Ni papa na ni mami na ni wofa. Ana ni auntie. Ana ni nana. Why na ye? Why for that? Why from
school? This is a question that all human beings are asking. Whose fault is it?
Weye asembisa kesi ani pa o wiase nyina e busa. Why from school?
That this problem is there. Many of us don't have jobs. And we are asking that, whose fault is it? Many of us don't have money. And we are asking, whose fault is it? Is it your mother's
wow.
fault? Or your father's fault? Or your uncle? Or who is it?
Hey!
Sometimes you stand by the roadside for transport for a long time. And you're asking that, whose fault? Is it your mother's fault? Your father's fault? Who is the cause of all this?
Now, Busa said, "Now, say, oh, how we cry? Why from Swa? Me papa and me mommy. Why cry? Now, mommy, what to be a me woman?"
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hey.
People are asking every day. We cannot get visa to fly on this aeroplane.
We
can only stand on the ground and see them flying up and down. Why can we not get visa? Whose fault is it?
Why from Swa?
That is the question they were asking Jesus.
Wow.
This man who is blind, this world problem that has come, whose fault is it?
And no, no, Busa Yesu, as in Bisakasia, Papa and Nia Frey, and why from Swa? Why and from Swa?
In Ghana, we are trying to ask whose fault is it?
Ghana
is it these people or these people?
Oh, Ghana, hey! So why from Swan? Go for it now. Say go for it. Hey!
Before in Ghana, those of you who are young, you will not know, but some years ago, any problem in Ghana, we used to say that it's caused by the white man.
And maybe I come on a more society, I'm going to be a moon. Now be people from Sobia, no, how be a baby? I need a sharp brofono, so ready a brofono, and I'm a sound from Suyaba.
Yes.
No correct.
Because that is why we fought for independence.
And into the chief Fahudie.
Yes, independence.
Fahudie.
Freedom. And justice. We need it in Ghana.
Fahudie no credie.
The white man has caused Ghana to suffer.
Yes, say obroni o tin me mo na wa man Ghana for your breath.
Hey!
Hey!
Whose fault is it?
Why from Swa?
So after independence,
your chief Fahudie wey you know.
Almost 60 years have passed. So these days, when people ask that whose fault is it, they are no more mentioning the white man because it is a long time since the white man went away. Whose fault is it? Today, I want to answer the question, whose fault is it? Do you want to know the answer of the question? Whose fault is it? The answer is in the Bible. Adam and Eve, they were in the Garden of Eden and they were enjoying.
Adam,
they had visa to everywhere.
Adam ni Eve wo Eden tro mu no no mo chi o mani o mu wo kwan so be ko ba bia be sa two kwan sa
anywhere any meat when they today some of you when you buy rice the meat is very small fish very small hey you divide it into five
But in the
days of Adam and Eve, there was a lot of meat. The meat was more than the banku.
Na Adam ni Eve mremu no na enam no sosese banku no kesie tetie ni.
Hey. They were in love. There were no quarrels. There was no accident. When Adam and Eve were there, there was no hospital. There was no transportation problem. And one day, the serpent, Satan, he came through the fence. Green and yellow snake. And when he came,
no Brian,
he made contact with human beings. After Satan spoke to Adam and Eve, all the troubles in this world started.
If he said, "Oh, one ni Adam ni Eve kasa eno," eni ene kubo hawa yeko muni na if he said kasa, "Oh, one ni omo kasa."
Satan is called a serpent because if you know what is a snake biting you, you will know that Satan is the best description of Satan is a snake.
Obon Sam your friend or what? Because if he says, "Oh, ti senia or what kawa senia tia," obe tia si di entia yekaso Obon Sam eni o wono.
One day I saw a man in India. He was weeding the rice field. He was doing like this. Suddenly he said,
"Aye!"
A cobra was hiding in the rice. The cobra was following the mouse in the rice. And it was hiding there. So when he pressed,
now I will be tell a phone him or the crabby chi into no tehosa into we are said or cannot say Ajay.
As soon as he said Ajay, and he saw that he took his cutlass, threw it on the floor, and started running. He was running to the hospital about 5-10 miles. If he will reach there in time before he dies. Because they know cobra, about 40,000 people every year die from it. So they know that when the snake bites you, that's it. One day I went to Malaysia. I saw a man, a Malaysian man. He told me that he used to Sunday, he doesn't go to church. But one day something happened. Since that day, he goes to church. I asked him what were you doing when you don't go to church? He said that I used to go to the waterfall. Do you know waterfall? Boti Falls. The water is coming down. So he will go with his girlfriends and his friend, and he'll be enjoying the water, swimming under, and the water was coming on him. He said one day, as he was enjoying the water, a long snake was in the water, and the snake came and fell on him like necklace. And the snake did like that. So when he came out of the water, they rushed him to the hospital. He said half of his skin came off, all the skin, half of the body came off. And he was on oxygen and drip and ventilator For 6 weeks. It was between life and death for 6 weeks.
Now, I'm going to see if you be so. I'm going to see if you see so. Watching and so.
Yes. He said when he came out of the hospital, Sunday always he's in the church. How many will go to church from today?
Hey!
Now, since Satan touched Adam and Eve, they have been, Adam and Eve and all of us have been intensive care.
If he said Adam, if he says you want no care Adam,
so all of us, you see that the world is shaking. The world is poor. Human beings are sick. Problems.
How?
Financial problems.
Sikasem.
Family problems.
Abusiasem.
Hey!
Hey!
Ashantis with notness, Ewes, Gans, Fantis, Yoruba, everybody's quarreling.
Asante for before Fanti for Yoruba for Obia ne semufomu nyina mu kontokwa.
That is why when God saw Adam and Eve, when he came in the evening and he saw that they have eaten the apple and Satan has spoken to them, he turned to the woman and he said, Eve, what is this that you have done? Do you know what you have done? Do you know what you have done? That, look at us here in Ghana.
Entina nyakopon bae edintro mo hu se obosam ne omakasa wona ka mo pe na okachira Eve prekope se ei Eve ode ye wuti ase e den wa ye.
So tonight,
and Tianana tree,
Satan will have power over your life unless you know Jesus Christ.
Enana tree, but somebody do so to me. I just say, unim Jesus Christ.
So God so loved the world that he sent his son Jesus Christ, who has the medicine to neutralize the power of the snake in your life.
Na Yesu suma na kupa suma na joba ah what 2 minutes are dry but me asa sa yare no bosam e wono e na watao no e poison e wura no no what's that e adru no ho adru.
Yes,
yeah.
Do you know that if a snake bites you, there is a medicine in an injection they can give you to neutralize it, but if you don't have it, that's it.
Unim says or walk away, you were drobia, a panny at the wall, I bet me, I saw your refis, I won't walk out.
Tonight,
Enana Tree,
I have come here,
my brother said,
with a medicine
when me
that
trouble
can neutralize the serpent Satan in your life.
I bet me, I saw one walk out, no, yare.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever Satan has done in your life and my life, I have something that can neutralize it.
Bibia bo sama ya o mene wa bra bombia me wa dro bia betimi asa sa ade no yare.
And that is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yesu mo chano.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus can wash your sins away.
Nyakbo Yesu mo chano betimi ho ho boni afi ho.
Hey,
hey.
The blood of Jesus.
Jesus
is the only power that can wash away your mistakes.
Yes, you must join the one to me. I bet you me a power burning in. Amen.
One day,
that could be.
My mother showed me my father's shirt.
My mama did me papa tadi ebi oshe or the me
a white shirt.
A yatadi fita.
But it had spots on it.
It was spots, bibri.
She asked me, "Do you know what is this spot?" I said, I don't know. She said, it is coconut water. He said, your father likes drinking coconut. And when the coconut goes on your shirt, Blue Omo cannot wash it. But there is something worse than coconut water. Your sins.
Oh, bunny.
Your lies.
Won't trawadi.
Your stealing. Your wickedness. Blue Omo cannot wash it.
Blue Omo enti mi hofro.
Kisop cannot wash it.
Kisop enti mi hofro.
And what? Ariel cannot wash it.
Ariel, ain't me over.
Don't touch me soap, cannot wash it.
And
what other soap?
Bonkrua.
Dark soap.
Bonkrua.
What are these people saying?
Parazon. They're saying Parazon.
Azuma. Azuma blows. It's a soap. There's a soap called Azuma Blows.
Azuma Blows.
Azuma Blows cannot wash your sins away.
Azuma Blows.
Only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. Only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. Yes. You wash it will be there. You wash it will be there. How many of you have told a lie before? Lies, lies. If you know you are a liar, lift your hand. Look at the pastors, even the pastors. Look at the pastors. How many? So it means that what? This area is called what?
American House.
American House people are liars. Is it not true?
Yeah, true from Kwanda go American House.
How many people have stolen something before? Raise your hand. Look at the pastors. Stealing, lying.
Chronobo.
How many have been jealous before? Jealousy, jealousy.
Hey!
Hey! So what can wash away all these things? Azuma blows.
Azuma blows.
Key soap.
Key soap.
Omo. What about fornication?
A German boss, why? A German boss.
How many have fornication before? Hey!
Hey!
Look at the process too. The Bible says if you look at a woman and you lust after, you have already done it.
Bible says, I'm sure by now, Kondoa. Why are you? Oh, Kondoa. I'm Kondoa.
Key soap cannot wash it.
Key soap, ain't me ho ho.
Blue Omo cannot wash it.
Blue Omo, ain't me ho ho.
Azuma Blows cannot wash
Azuma
it.
Azuma Blows, ain't me ho ho.
Don't touch me soap cannot wash
and
it.
And first, I come to me ho ho.
Only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. That is why I came here tonight. I want to tell you to come to Jesus Christ. Some years ago, I didn't know Jesus.
Does
that I only go to church for funeral or wedding? I don't like,
those
days I don't like church at all. But one day,
now, so that could be,
I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And since that day, he washed away my sins. And I was changed.
It's a sign.
That's how come somebody like me, I'm preaching.
Otherwise,
you will never see me in the church. Jesus has saved me. And washed
me.
And changed my life.
Yes.
And he can change your life too. So tonight we are asking ourselves, whose fault is it? All the problems of your life. Is it your mother's fault? Is it your father's fault? Who has caused it?
Why it
is the serpent. Yes.
I.
And tonight,
and
God is giving you the power. Over the devil, over the sin, through the blood of Jesus, your sins will be washed away, and you are going to be a new person by the blood of Jesus Christ. How many of you want to be new people today? Do you want to give your life to God?
Yes.
Some of you here, you have even been armed robbers before. And tonight, you are turning around. Tonight is your night. God has sent me to arrest you for the blood of Jesus. Jesus is changing your life and is healing your life from today. Everybody stand up. I want to pray with you. Whose fault is it?
Why am from Swa?
Whose fault is it?
Why am from Swa?
Whose fault is it?
Why am from Swa?
Satan's power is broken tonight.
For some to me,
Everybody, close your eyes. Let me pray with you. Close your eyes. Don't talk to anybody. Don't joke with your life. Don't think of anything. Only for your soul. If you are here tonight, and you want to say, Jesus, I want you to use your blood to wash my sins away. My lies. My stealing. My fornication. My jealousy. All my badness. I want you to use your blood to wash me. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior and my Master. If you are here like that tonight, and you want me to pray with you, you want to give your life to God and change your life from today, then raise up your right hand. Like raise your right hand like this. And come to me in the front. If your hand is raised, if your hand is raised, come
here.
In the white, come.
Your chef down,
all those who lifted your hand, come.
Come,
let me pray with you.
No mumpaye.
Come, let me pray with you. Come.
Yes, you change.
I surrender
all to thee,
my blessed Savior.
I surrender.
Come, let me pray with you. Come,
surrender.
Those of you under the tent, if you lifted your hand, come. I surrender all to Jesus. My blessed Savior. My blessed Savior.
I surrender.
Lift your hand like this. Close your eyes and say this prayer with me. I'll pray with you English after we pray in faith. Say, Jesus, thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I receive the blood of Jesus.
I receive the blood of Jesus.
In my life.
In my life.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
And wash me.
And wash me.
Today.
Today.
With the blood.
With the blood.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And my Master.
And my Master.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
And my King.
And my King.
Jesus.
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 Is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is my King.
Is my King.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is my Savior.
Is my Savior.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Today.
Today.
From tonight.
From tonight.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I will serve 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 Jesus Christ.
I will follow Jesus Christ.
I will follow Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Today.
Today.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now lift your right hand like this. Just your right hand.
Say
after me, Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind you.
I bind you.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
I block you.
I block you.
I refuse you.
I refuse you.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Satan.
Satan.
I am free from you.
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 You cannot touch me.
You cannot touch me.
Again.
Again.
I am free.
I am free.
I am healed.
I am healed
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Satan.
Satan.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Me and you.
Me and you.
It's finished.
It's finished.
Me and you.
Me and you.
It's over.
It's over.
It's finished.
It's finished.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now lift your two hands. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Today.
Today.
I like you.
I like you.
I choose you.
I choose you.
Say, I choose you.
I choose you.
I like you.
I like you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For today.
For today.
You have blessed me.
You have blessed
me. You have changed me.
You have changed me.
Today.
Today.
I thank you.
I thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Don't go back here. Don't go back. I'm going to give you something before you go. I'll give you something before you go. But I want you to pray first in three.
For Yesu. Kase Yesu.
Let's pray in three.
Yesu. Yesu. And then I three. For Mojano. For Mojano. For who me burning in a. For who me burning in a. Me biama kumem. Me biama kumem. But slama kumem. For who me burning in a. Me slap on a fetcher. Messiah Boniface, Boni Bia Maya Bia, Fatsame, Fatsame, what Dumunti, what Dumunti, Wahuma Bonti, Boni Bia Maya Bia, Uruninina, Uruninina, Mi Piama Kumem, and Nana Tree, and Nana Tree, Mi Piama Kumem, but Snama Macumem, Dinino Macumem, Dinino Macumem, Dinino Macumem, Wayasu Dimo, Casa Bosam. Bosam, menyao dia biem, menyao dia biem, meya Yesu dia, meya Yesu dia, mekwana nyina, mekwana nyina, meti Yesu achi, meti Yesu achi, mesum Yesu, meto Yesu, mepe Yesu, mini Yesu benante, mekwana nyina, mekwana nyina, anatri, mesebo, mesebo, sabosam, minuni chakabia. Minuni chakabia, mekwana nyina, mesum Yesu, mesum Yesu. Balsam, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you a present.
Wow.
One of my books that I've written.
Wow.
As a gift. Amen.
Amen.
It is free. You don't have to pay. It is a blessing. Even when this book is in your house, you are blessed.
Amen.
How you can become a strong Christian.
Amen.
Even the children, I'm giving some of this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, tomorrow morning. How many of... Wait, don't go back. Just stay. I'll give you... Everybody will get one. Everybody. Now, tomorrow... Everybody say, tomorrow...
Tomorrow...
Is D-Day.
Is D-Day.
D-Day is the day of days. Where you are going to start going to church. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you will say amen.
Amen.
So, we are inviting everybody here... to join us at... church. What is that area called?
Allied Health Trinity Bible Seminary.
Trinity Bible School.
Allied
right
Health
by Trinity.
Station.
Is that the area?
Allied Oil Filling Station. You who Trinity Bible. Oh, try Trinity Bible. Pay Allied Oil Filling Station or on San Usa
Ideal College. That Ideal area is called Ideal College. Area is called Ideal College over there. First Love. The church is called First Love. First love is the love that you love first.
First love, your daughter, don't know the do it kind.
The first person, your first boyfriend, first girlfriend, first wife, yes. First everything, first love.
Yeah, oh dofufro, bibia, oh yere fufro, bibia fufro.
And when you love God first,
I'll do your miss Edikaya.
First love church. Please, those at the back, do you have some of the book over there? Who doesn't have? Okay. So tomorrow morning, yes, Vivaldi, give the announcement.
Tie me pa mo chobe bre se de nyame ni pa ka o chira no pa e bo no nkron 9 o'clock no nkron pepepe ye de buses bebre beba besi a bus mienu beba besi ha se wo bo se bus na so you are true first love Nature se bus and a barbe fine. Inti anopa nine mumie nine shia wa care station haya. Na buses ne me fast. Or baba no nyamini panka sanka sabe wo. On wabe sambon pa no wa on wa chin yami asem. Amen.
Amen. After church, the bus will bring you back.
Ya power na fe buses na sand the waba. Na fe wa kufi.
Amen.
Amen.
Is it a blessing? Is it a blessing? Do you know what has happened tonight? Jesus is the answer. Get ready. Do you know what has happened tonight?
What has happened
tonight is that God is arresting you for himself.
Yes,
do you want to be near to God? Do you know what the Bible says? Draw near to God and God will draw near to you. So God is drawing you near to him. Amen.
Amen.
That is what is happening here practically. Because you didn't go and look for God. We have come to you. And somehow you are here today. It's a blessing. I said it's a blessing. Do you know how I found God? Some years ago, a man with a Nissan Sunny, he came to my school.
Maybe a car, Nissan car, or the bar, maybe I'm a school.
And he came to talk to us. That's how I came to know Jesus. He was not in the school, he was a grown up, but he came. So, in the same way, I've also come here.
To talk to you
and to invite you.
Don't suffer.
Your life will never be the same. Do you know why? The Bible says that you shall serve the Lord and he shall bless you.
Bible says,
amen. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added.
Trust him, say,
some of us have been going to see pastors for money. If you are looking for money, don't come to the church. We are not here about money. If you are interested in God, then come. Do you want God or money? Who wants God? Lift your hand. Do you want God or money?
God.
If it's money you are looking for, don't come. But if it is God you are looking for, tomorrow morning, First Love Church, I need you there. It is a blessing for you. How many have decided to serve God from today? I want you to make a covenant with God tonight. Hey, do you understand covenant?
Agreement.
That from today you will seek the kingdom of God first. Anybody who wants to make this agreement, lift your hand and let us make that agreement from tonight. If you want to say, I will seek the kingdom of God, close your eyes and tell God, it's between you and God. Close your eyes and pray right now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. 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 All other things will be added. All other things. Pray right now and say, God, from tonight, I will seek the kingdom of God first. From tonight, the kingdom of God is first in my life. From tonight, forgive me. Always in the past, I'm looking for other things, but from today, the kingdom of God is first. Father, thank you for all those who are making this covenant tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them.
Jesus.
Bless them.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them.
Yes, Lord.
Remember them.
Jesus.
May they be yours.
Yes.
May they serve you.
Yes, Lord.
All the days of their life.
Yes, Lord.
Supply their needs.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever they need, give it to them. Let them never be hungry and never be in need. Let the power of Satan, the power of the serpent in their life be broken forever. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Tomorrow morning, I myself am preaching. tomorrow I'm preaching. So I want to see you, see me feeling like this in the church. Your life will never be the same. Tomorrow is a special day. It's a special day. God has ordained tomorrow as a day, D-Day, a day of your blessing. Hallelujah. And a day of your change forever.
Amen.
So take this book home, write your name in it, and read it. You will never be the same again. A blessing has happened today. You will feel your sleep tonight will be the best.
And no doubt, but that now hot.
You have a feeling is coming into your life. You have never had that feeling before since you were born. It's the feeling of salvation and of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, before we go, I want to pray for the sick. Please.
So
everybody standing.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord
that healeth thee.
I am the Lord,
your healer.
Oh, I sent my word and I heal your disease.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Right now, everybody, no more writing, just for a moment. Whatever your sickness is, put your hand there right now. I want to pray for you. Whatever problem you have, God is going to touch you right now. By the roadside, wherever you are. Everywhere. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you for healing.
Jesus.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Receive your healing right now. Receive your healing. Father, I thank you for your power and your mercy. Thank you. Thank you.
Your healer.
Thank you, Jesus.
I send my word and I heal your disease.
Your eyes are opening right now. Receive your healing.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Your power is real tonight. Father, I pray for healings and miracles right now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I see demons dropping off your life right now.
Yes, Lord.
Every curse is broken.
Jesus.
Receive healing.
Jesus.
Healing in your life. Healing, yes, in every part. Pain is going in your body right, yes, now. Lord. Your eyes are opening.
Jesus.
Receive your miracle.
Yes.
God's power is coming into your life.
In
the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for many, many miracles tonight. Thank you for your power that is so beautiful. We give you thanks. Everybody lift your hand and thank God right now. Father, thank you for healing everyone here that is far away on the roadside, everywhere. Thank you for your miracle power that is so beautiful. Whatever your situation right now, I want you to check yourself. Maybe you came with a pain. Jesus has touched you. Maybe you couldn't walk. Check, rise up and begin to walk right now. Maybe you were coughing. Coughing is ceased right now. Whatever pain you have, whatever problem you have, Jesus, power is here right now. Father, thank you. Thank you for your mercies that are flowing in this place. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, put down your hands. Father, I thank you for your blessing. If you are here right now and you can sense that God has touched you, maybe you had a problem, but you can sense that something has happened, Jesus has healed you. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, just raise up your right hand like this.
Not,
Not that you are believing that it will happen in the future.
Yes, so Jedi, yes, see that.
But you can sense that something has happened in your life tonight. And you can see that God has touched you. Maybe you are far away, but you can sense that something has happened.
And
God has touched you tonight. Father, thank you for so many miracles. If God has touched you tonight, God has healed you. I want to take a couple of testimonies. I want you to come to the side over here.
Maybe
you had a pain. The pain is gone. Maybe you had a problem. And God has touched you. Come to the side here quickly. Clap for them as they come. Come this way. God bless you. Quickly, come this way. Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
God's power is here. Wherever you are, Jesus' power is here right now. Jesus has touched you right now. Come this way. Maybe you are sick, but you can see that God has touched you.
Come this way.
The power of God is here. The power of God is here. Jesus, power is here right now. Quickly, please, let them just come. Salam, let them come all the way now. One after the other. What happened to you, my friend? What happened to you?
In 2012, I get an accident.
Yes.
And then a car walked on me. Since then,
the car walked on him.
Car finished so 2012. Here, 2012. Car finished so.
Since then, if I'm there, I'm there. My ribs have been paining me, and then I've been feeling pains in my heart.
If it's your autism, be any yaw na kumem.
What happened tonight?
I see that I have received a healing.
You have received your healing tonight.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a clap offering.
Yes, sir.
Where did the car pass over? Where?
On my left side.
The car passed on your left side?
Yes.
And the pain is gone?
Yes, please, it's gone.
You can see that something has
happened. Yes, please.
Give the Lord a mighty
hallelujah.
Clap.
Hallelujah!
What type of car was that?
It was a Kia.
Kia?
Yes. Kia Moto. Yes.
Kia Moto.
Yes.
Drove over him. Yes, and he has been having pain and even a spirit of death. But God is delivering him from it tonight. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap of prayer. What happened to this lady?
Mama, then at
all.
Nabia, what is this? Help, don't go away.
They say me to me, Masho.
And what happened tonight?
Before tonight, she had a pain in her left knee. She couldn't lift it up at all.
Wow.
But by the grace of God, after the prayers, she can now lift up her knee.
Everything now double. Everything now double.
What sickness is this?
She could have arthritis of the left knee.
Arthritis. Wow. Is it gone?
Echo.
Give the Lord a mighty shout.
Hallelujah. Come on, shout.
God's power is here tonight. Miracles.
Young gentleman had a swollen finger for 3 days now. But
after the prayer, what happened?
It has shrunk.
Wow.
Yeah, for four. He had bandaged it, so he removed the bandage and realized that it has gone down. Yeah.
I went to the hospital and they told me that unless they do operation, but my boss couldn't allow. So I just came here yesterday and I saw the poster and I decided to come.
They said you should do operation.
Operation, yeah. Even wow. They used the needle to pierce through. This is the mark of the needle.
Wow. And what happened tonight?
As you prayed and you said if you are having any pains, you should check whether it's gone. And I realized that everything has gone. And the pains too.
The swelling has gone.
Yes,
that is the finger. Give the Lord a shout.
Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
He saw the poster yesterday and he said, I'll be here to receive my miracle. Mm. Tomorrow is a day of miracles for all of you. Father, thank you for your power in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow morning, we are going to have a special Holy Communion. Holy Communion tomorrow.
For healing.
Doctor, what is this? These are all doctors. Yes.
Angelus, this gentleman has had a headache for 1 week.
Hey.
With a runny nose. But tonight, he came here. And by the power of God, the headache has ceased after the prayer.
Wow.
And then runny nose has also gone.
Is it true?
It's true.
What happened to you?
It's about 1 week now. My head is paining me.
Your head is paining you.
I didn't feel fine at all.
At all.
But this evening, as we come here.
Would you catch you? Why? Catch you? Why?
I see the tear, yes,
sir. We you. Boys, on number three, he said. Yemba bebo omuna yen seti we ye seti we a na musumi coffee ko yemi hu ye na me ba e da su yemi ya sa asana ye bompa ye ni wie na wo si bebiya o ya fa wo sa tu onu nu ye ye wie nu bebiya stop.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord bonsam kese
o la ki sa. Give the Lord a shout. 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 Give the Lord a dance. Give the Lord a dance. Everybody shout wow.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this gentleman has had a migraine headache for 3 days.
Yes. 3 days.
For 3 days, he's been in severe pain. Please tell us.
Yes, sir. I have a migraine 3 days.
3 days.
But you just said, you close the service, you just serve the sermon. You just said, anybody feeling pain for anywhere, you should come near. I just come that 3 days, my migraine is gone.
3 days, migraine.
Yes, sir. Migraine, yes, sir.
Migraine.
A tiare.
Do you know what is migraine? A senior professor headache.
Tiare.
Everybody shout, wow. Everybody shout, hey.
Are you surprised?
Yes, sir.
Father, thank you for your healing power.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Give Jesus a mighty shout of hallelujah.
Oh, my God is good.
This young
doctor,
man,
what is happening?
Has been coughing and having severe chest pain for 4 days now. Even when he was on his way to this place, he was experiencing the pain. But after the prayers, the pain is gone.
Pain is gone.
And when you are praying, you mentioned that you may be coughing as you are
coughing.
Here.
Coughing.
Yes. The cough and the pain is gone.
Is it true? What happened?
Yeah, it's true.
Kachi,
Kachi. Wait, now,
everybody shout Kachi.
Now, me, Ari. Be. Now, me as me mu and me sisi be 5 years.
It, 5 years.
Yes.
You said 4 days. He said 5 years.
The coughing and the chest pain is for 4 days.
Now we a 1 day 4 days. By way sisi ane me mu ni 5 years.
5 years.
Yes.
And Jesus is healing you today.
Yes.
Wow, Father, thank you for your power in the name of Jesus. Some of you, when you come to church, your English, it will become good. You will become a newsreader. You will become a newsreader at GBC.
Amen.
You wait and see. You see that even without going to school, from church, you will be working for GTV and TV3. You'll be speaking. You'll be speaking. Say, hey, is that me? God is doing something in your life.
Yes, the guy
the picture
had
of the, picture the guy, the swollen hand.
The swollen hand.
Swollen hand.
Yes. It vanished.
Wow.
Kokra.
Jesus, that's a picture of the swollen
hand. Yes.
Yes. And so I hear that. Nina vanish.
Give the Lord a mighty
God. Jesus.
Somebody shall vanish. Come on and shall vanish.
Dr. Nabia, what is this?
This lady came to the crusade with a swollen abdomen, a swollen stomach.
Hey.
She said that during the prayer.
No, finish.
She said that during the prayer, she felt like sweating. In fact, she started sweating. And then she noticed that the stomach started to go down a little bit.
Tell us what happened.
I just came from the work side with some people. So, please, I just went to my house to enjoy with my man. And I said, no, the crusade, I want to
be here.
Enjoy the crusade. If I want to follow my boyfriend, I couldn't come here, but they did touch me.
Everybody shout, hey! Come on and shout, hey!
So, he said he will not come. So, you know, we eat and then we kill everything. I said, no, it's not my willing to, I mean, to take those things of time. It's not my willing, but he's for me to take it. I said, no. So, I came and then one of your...
What happened to your stomach?
So, my, you know... I'm a beautiful man, but my stomach is just big. So the time I passed here, your boy was directing me to pass here. And I said,
you are a beautiful woman, but your stomach is big.
So I just passed here, healing. You are playing.
Has the stomach gone down?
And then, no. I put my hand on the stomach. You said that everywhere is paining you. And now if I have my message to Ayu Supriya, so I put my hand on here. I just sweat. For God's sake, I just sweat.
And now what has happened? You can't tell.
Holy God, and that's why I came to you. To solve my problem.
Father, thank you for your power.
Hallelujah.
And your healing for this lady in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Evangelist, this young man is a known asthmatic who had an attack last week. And he said before the prayers, he was having breathlessness. But after the prayers, he could breathe properly now.
Breathe in like this. In. Out. In. Out. Is it clear? You are healed from asthma in the name of Jesus.
Asthma yare, nyame asane yare. Untimi ukra ahome.
Give the Lord a mighty God.
Yes, you will be in a yare.
Evangelist, this boy had pain in his eye. Tell. Speak.
One day, my mother sent me to go and buy cocoa. And my mother sent me to go and buy cocoa. And a boy take a time and apply force with the stone. And the stone come and hit my eyes. So we went to a hospital called Alpha. And we went to the doctor. And the doctor said that we should go to eye clinic. So when we went to the eye clinic, they checked my eyes and they said that we should go to a place and we should go and collect eye drops so that if they put it in my eyes, it will be going very well. And today when I come here, I feel some small pains inside. And I went and came and stand here so that I will collect some
healing.
And you said that wherever it's been, you put your your hands there. And I put my hand over my eye. And I collect some...
Hallelujah!
What a blessing.
Wow.
Father, thanks for touching this young man. He will never be the same again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Is that it? We are done? Wow. What a bless. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. So many wonderful miracles.
Now,
lift your hand up for the last blessing. Father, I know everyone here is transformed forever.
Jesus.
And I thank you for what you are going to do tomorrow morning when we go to church. Oh God, creator of the heavens, creator of the earth, creator of human beings, we give ourselves to you. We will serve you and we will follow you for the rest of our lives. bless everyone who came. When we go back to the house, whatever was tormenting us in the house, let it bow to us in the name of Jesus. Heal everyone. Satisfy us. Whatever our needs are, meet them. Anyone who came to this crusade, let him come to the church. Let his coming become a great blessing and transformation in their lives. We thank you that Jesus is the answer for the world today, and we will always believe in Jesus, the Savior of this world. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Wave your hands to Jesus.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Come on, everybody.
Jesus is the answer
for the world.
For the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Oh yeah. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past, they seem to face you every day. But this one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way.
Why don't you wave your hand and say it?
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you have mountains you feel you cannot climb, and I know that your skies, they're dark, and you think that the sun will not shine. In case you don't know, the word of God is true, and everything he's promised, he will do it for you. Yes, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer.
Jesus.
For the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
God bless you.